In Shir 48, we are now going to examine how Shemitah was kept when Diane Grunfeld wrote this book in the 1960s or early 1970s. There are, or there were, two entirely different practices in Israel in regard to Shemitah. One part of the population follows the Heter Mechira, and therefore they only observe Shemitah in a limited manner, and another part of the population rejects the Heter Mechira and observes all the rules of Shemitah with some heterim, as delineated by the Chazon Ish. This discrepancy of observance is a fact of life in Israel, and although the Heter Mechira is a halachic issue, it's not a political issue, nonetheless, the kibbutzim of the Mizrahi follow the Heter, while those of the Aguda do not. As we discussed, the original Heter Mechira by Rav Yitzchak Elchanan Spector was limited. The sale before Shemitah was to have the following effects. So number one, it was to cancel the sanctity of the produce, and number two, it was to permit work necessary for the survival of the Yishuv, which would have infringed a rabbinic level, and allow work on a biblical level by a non-Jew. The same restrictions were in place in 1910 when Rav Kook issued the Heter, and the same Heter is continually renewed with one major difference. There are places which do not have Arabs working the land. How did those places get around the prohibition of doing work on a biblical level? So Rav Zevin says you could get around this issue if you do these activities with a shinoi, which apparently is fairly easy to do. There are also those who hold that the various malachos are not called working the ground, but rather are an issue of the sanctity of the produce, and the Heter Mechira takes care of this issue. So this would really leave us with only one major issue, and that would be sowing. So we'll get back to that soon. Another point against the Heter Mechira is not a halachic point, but just a general danger that Shemitah, if you follow the Heter Mechira, will fall into oblivion. All the original proponents of the Heter stressed again and again that the Heter was meant to be temporary, only to be used under extreme Shas Hadchak circumstances. We could say that the temporary nature of the Heter has basically been forgotten. So in order to counteract this danger, the Poalei Mizrahi had a Vad HaShemitah, which gave special shiurim throughout the Shemitah year. And additionally, many of the Mizrahi kibbutzim accepted Rav Zevin's advice to leave a corner of the field entirely uncultivated, and this portion of the field is not sold, and therefore all the halachos of Shemitah will be in effect in these non-sold portions of the fields. However, Rav Kook rejected this. He wasn't into this idea because he said that people might begin to think that the Heter Mechira is permanent, and Rav Kook strongly rejected such an idea that the Heter should be permanent, but rather it has a temporary characteristic. Okay, so let's just barely touch on how Shemitah is observed according to the Israeli rabbinate, and obviously we are not getting into any real detail. So at this point, it's very clear that the rabbinate only agreed reluctantly to the continuous application of the Heter Mechira. We know this from Rav Kook and from instructions written by the rabbinate in subsequent Shemitah years. The year 1958 was a Shemitah year. The rabbinate went to sell the land, and they published the rules of Shemitah, and they also published the following proclamation. As we approach the Shemitah year 5719, we solemnly declare that it is our aim to uphold the laws of the Shemitah year in all their details. Unfortunately, however, the prevailing circumstances force us to make use again, as a temporary measure, a Horas Shah, of the Heter HaMechira in accordance with the practice of our learned and pious predecessors of blessed memory. The Heter is granted to all those who sign the prepared authorization. Detailed instructions as to the kinds of work permitted or forbidden during the Shemitah year will be given in due course by the Chief Rabbinate. May the Almighty, in His great mercy, hasten the time of our complete redemption, so that we may be privileged to observe the laws of Shemitah and Yovel in their entirety, as well as other laws referring to the soil of the Holy Land, including those referring to the Holy Temple. may it be rebuilt speedily in our days. And the instructions include information for those who keep the heter and for those who reject the heter. In terms of sowing the land, so we stated that this is the most difficult thing to be matir. Rav Kook only permits this through a non-Jew. There are two harvests in Israel. There's the autumn harvest and the spring harvest. In terms of the autumn harvest, one could get out of many of the issues since most of this could be done before Shemitah begins. However, the spring harvest poses much more serious problems. Just as a point of interest, some of the ways to get out of Shemitah include planting in a pot without any holes in it and hydroponics, as these do not connect with the soil. Okay, so moving along to how Shemitah is observed by the Kibbutz Hadati. These kibbutzim follow the rabbinate, and they are directed by a special commission, a vad, which gives a psak based on the rabbinate for all agriculturally related problems related to Shabbos, Arla, Klai, and Meiser, and of course, Shemitah. There are two different schools of thought in these kibbutzim regarding Shemitah. So one understanding comes from Rabbi Moshe Levinger. Rabbi Levinger says that although the heter is valid, he says that the general public does not understand the heter, and they have a negative attitude towards it. This attitude has affected the way people keep Shemitah and lowers the esteem of the Torah in the eyes of the public. Rav Levinger writes that the practice of the Heter Mechira has shown that with the sale of the land based on the Heter Mechira, one sells the whole of Shemitah with it. So it used to be that individual farmers sold their land, and it's now just done as a big, large collective sale. So even though this is valid halachically, the regular individual on the street doesn't take this very seriously. And furthermore, the original heter was only for the absolute survival of the yishuv. Many of these problems have been solved through agricultural science without one ever having to sell their actual land. So practically, Rav Levinger says that the heter mechira should only be used in very rare situations, only by individual farmers, and only in situations of tremendous economic stress. In general, he says that the heter should not be used, and the rabbinic authorities should find and use all practical solutions based on halacha for agricultural work during Shemitah. And there are many farmers that use such heterim that have been issued by recognized Torah scholars, and these are practiced by many in the Orthodox farming community, and therefore they never need to sell their land. Rav Ushpizai went even further than this and said that the factual reasons for the original heter no longer exist. He writes that Rav Kook would never have agreed to it under current economic conditions. The heter always needs to be re-examined, and agricultural is now so good at this point in history that large quantities of food are deliberately discarded. And furthermore, the yeshiv does not exclusively rely on agriculture, and the observance of Shemitah would no longer create a financial crisis. Rav Ushpizai says that the heter should only be used for non-Orthodox kibbutzim who do not keep Shabbos or Shemitah, so that their produce should not cause halachic problems for the entire yeshiv. There is another school of thought from members of the Kibbutz Hadati, and this comes from Tsuriel Admonit and Meir Orr. So Diane Grunfeld points out immediately that he believes that the essays authored by these individuals are flawed, as the authors completely ignore the fact that many Rishonim and Achronim are of the opinion that Shemitah today is actually biblical. Yet these authors greatly overstress a minority view that Shemitah today is merely a pious custom. In a different article, Tsuriel Admonit explains his position on Shemitah. He says that as we no longer keep Shemitah on a biblical level, we can no longer rely on the Torah's promise of abundance, and therefore we are forced to rely on economic considerations. Even if the kibbutzim would accept Rav Ushpizai's psak that Shemitah needs to be fully observed, like the Poalei Agudah, and the heter is only valid for non-religious Jews, the yeshiv cannot possibly afford to forgo planting for an entire year. The fact that crops are purposely destroyed is only to keep prices at a certain level. He says that we must follow the exact guidelines of the rabbinate that are based on the heter, and if we do not only will we cause severe economic harm to each religious community, it would also lead Orthodox people to leave farming, which would in turn harm Torah Judaism in Israel and diminish the influence of Orthodox Jewry in Israel. He says that Shemitah is the most costly mitzvah, and we do not even know if it has a rabbinic status today. So this obviously refers to Rav Zecharia Halevi, who says that Shemitah is a pious custom, and we've already pointed out this ignores the fact that many state that Shemitah is actually biblical today. Many more than that say it's rabbinic, and Rav Zecharia Halevi's opinion is not accepted halachically, and it was only used by the supporters of the Heter as a subsidiary argument, as a sniff. Tzuriel Admonit says that there should be a symbolic reminder of Shemitah that, aside from the Heter, include that one should try, if possible, to sow the land before Rosh Hashanah, and a practical reminder based on the Pasuk that the poor of the people may eat. He also says that we should be stricter regarding the produce of Shemitah and the understanding of its underlying ideas. Now, Meiror advocates an even more makel position and says that people should take the Heter Mechira very seriously, follow it as laid out by the rabbinate, and just to have a symbolic and nominal observance of Shemitah for the ideological purposes that he believes that Shemitah was created for, which include that the earth belongs to God, no one has the right to amass land and money for selfish reasons, and that production must be for the community to look after the poor. So this is clearly based on certain socialist ideas. He says that they should put up posters and signs in their homes and in the communal dining rooms. Again, that's something that was done on kibbutzim. And in terms of actual Shemitah prohibitions, these are all canceled by the Heter, and none of them need to be observed. I'm going to read the rest inside. Needless to say, such a concept of the purpose of the Heter HaMechira was far from the minds of its originators, as anyone could see who peruses the literature pertaining to this matter. It is also not in agreement with the attitude of the Israeli chief rabbinate, whose instructions Meir Or professes to follow. These instructions, especially those for the Shemitah of 5726, do not look on the Heter HaMechira as an instrument for a mere nominal reminder of the ideological basis of Shemitah without caring for its detailed halachic observance. Besides, Meir Or seems to forget that in the field of Jewish law, ideology can never replace practical observance, and that the underlying reasons for a law, whether assumed or explicitly stated in the Torah, can never influence the range of the practical halacha. We shall return to this fundamental question when we deal with the future of observance of Shemitah in the Holy Land. The views of Tzuriel Admonit and Meir Or are discussed here in detail, because they are leading members of the Kibbutz HaDa'ati, and their views are a mirror of the attitudes prevailing among wider circles of the religious farming community outside the ranks of the Poalei Agudas Yisrael. So this concludes Shir 48, where we mostly focused on how Shemitah is or was kept by the Kibbutz HaDa'ati, and next time we will examine how it is kept by the Poalei Agudas Yisrael.